Monday afternoon, and it's The Rookie here with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. You know, the Minnesota's think tank. They are allowing you to think about subjects that have to do with you, Minnesotans, Americans. And I'll tell you what, John, first and foremost, most people are working, okay? Most people have a job to go to. Some are salaried, but there's also hourly employees. Now, you have a minimum wage event that's coming up, and you've got some Senator John Marty, Dan McElroy, Dr. Mark Perry, and they're going to be talking about the $15 an hour minimum wage. And that is when? September 20th?
September 20th, noon at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Minneapolis. That's right, Rookie. It's a program, a dialogue on the minimum wage. We're going to have multiple points of view represented, both for and against a $15 minimum wage, which has been proposed in Minneapolis and other cities.
Okay. We'll get to that event. We'll close out this conversation with that event, the promotion of that event. But $15 an hour minimum wage, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that good for everybody, John?
It would be great if everybody could make $15 an hour. It would be even better if everybody could make $50 or $100 an hour.
Yeah, why 15? I don't know. Why stop there?
I am all in favor. The problem, Rookie, is that there's a lot of people who don't have the experience or the training or the education to be able to provide $15 an hour of value to an employer. And if you set a minimum wage of $15 an hour, what you are doing is you are condemning those people to unemployment.
And, okay, if the regular kid that's starting a high school job, I remember I started at the Grandview Theater, it was minimum wage. That was my first job, and I loved it, but it wasn't going to be my ending job, and that's not what I planned on supporting my family with a minimum wage earning.
That's exactly right, Rookie. The overwhelming majority of people who work for the minimum wage are young people. And it's really important because this is how they get experience. This is how they learn what it takes to get up every morning and go to work and work for 8 hours and just all the things you got to do to make a living. And if we don't allow young people to do that, if we price them out of that market so that, for example, so that there are a lot more kiosks and a lot fewer young people working, that's one consequence, we're depriving a lot of young people of a really valuable experience.
So basically what you're telling us is any branch of government telling people you have to be at 15, 30, 40 bucks an hour minimum wage is not a good idea. Let the market bear.
It's a terrible idea. You know, there's people out there, Rookie, young people, who would love to work for $10 an hour, $12 an hour. And I think it's terrible for the state to say, no, that's illegal. You can't take that job. We won't let you.
All right. You'll find out more information at Center of the American Experiment. And don't forget about the event Tuesday, September 20th. Find out more at their website and how to register online at AmericanExperiment.org.